Okay, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Friday, December 15, 2023. This is my pre-market report, and it's going to be freaking lovely. Let's start off with this here. So, I want to hear from you. Let's do this here. So, this is from CNBC. Congress passes a nearly $1 trillion defense spending bill, for which our lovely mummified president is going to sign into law. The House backed the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, by 310 to 118 with strong support from both Republicans and Democrats. Imagine my shock here that they need to spend nearly $1 trillion more that we don't have. Hold that thought. The bill extends one measure to help Ukraine, the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, through the end of 2026, authorizing another $300 million for the program. Well, let me say this. That's just another installment, and there'll be a lot more on top of that. So, and this doesn't even mention at all the blank check that Israel is going to get to fund whatever they want. And of course, you know, we all understand what's going on over there. It's pretty simple. So let's talk a little further here. If you and I understand that things like this, this nearly $1 trillion defense bill for which we do not have the cash to fund, again, we are running debts and deficits that people cannot believe. I can't believe. I'm sure all of you would agree that this is, well, what we predicted would happen, but this is going to get much, much bigger moving forward. Debts and deficits going to hyperballoon. Who makes up the difference? Where does the cash come from for this, excuse me, nearly $1 trillion defense bill? I'm going to give you one guess as to where the cash comes from. Who makes the cash? Who creates the cash magically out of nothing? Yes, you're right. It's the Federal Reserve who is fulfilling their end game, as you and I have covered at length for freaking years now. But just understand, in order for the system to function at its current level, I mean, and it's going to be added to dramatically, you know, the debt must be pulled into the now in exponentially moving forward. How is this? Maybe one of you want to explain this to me as if I were a small child or maybe a Cocker Spaniel. How is this not massively inflationary moving forward? Again, debts, deficits ballooning like we've never seen before. The projections moving forward for debts and deficits is for them to get much, much larger. Of course, as the standard of living collapses, not just here in the United States, but around the world. And in case you haven't noticed, okay, central banks are starting to coordinate their activity with regard to pausing rates moving forward, trying to keep everybody off balance as to what they're going to do. You and I are clear on this. I mean, everyone's clear on this. The market is clear on this. Rate cuts are coming. The Federal Reserve, in this case, is done, as you are well aware of. They will not be raising rates again. And the narrative, even this morning from Bloomberg and Fox Business and CNBC, is inflation is under control. Inflation is under control. Inflation is under control. What you're not being allowed to know is this $1 trillion defense spending bill, hundreds of billions more to support war, expanding war, and everything else connected to it, and every other thing you can dream about, giving homes away, whatever they got to do to pull cash into the now, is going to be instituted massively inflationary. So what I'm trying to tell you, in case you don't know, is we are facing, we're staring down the barrel of a double barrel shotgun in our face with regard to an inflationary nightmare that's coming down the pike. Again, they're going to try to convince you, as they always do, that what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're paying for, it's not real. This is a tactic that has been used since time immemorial against the people who never really get a handle on what's happening, because again, they're being propagandized, but never to this degree. Of course, now we have the internet and we have the tell live vision, the programs, out here programming people's brains, trying to convince them again that what they're seeing, what they're feeling, what they're paying is not real. I mean, it's just an incredible thing how our economy is booming. We're strong. And meanwhile, the Federal Reserve says that at the other side of their mouth that they're trying to slow the economy down. Well, you know, this is what they're doing. People can't make ends meet. All the stuff we talk about all the time, tapping into home equity. People can't retire. They're working until they're dead. Debt default skyrocketing. And this whole retail sales thing from yesterday, that's the biggest load of crap in the history of the world, how people are spending more. They have no choice, but you see, this is the spin. This is what they do. It's the propaganda, and you all know that. Sickening to me, people. It's sickening to me. Let's go over this market here. We are in the early phases of a phenomenon that we've never seen before. The most rip-roaring bull market in debt that I think we've ever seen after the most rip-roaring bear market just changed on a dime since the Fed is now buying it all in concert with other central banks, suppressing rates from here to kingdom come. That's going to be the theme for 24. Easy money for this market, as I've been telling you. People have no idea. Maybe you do. In fact, I know you do if you follow this blog, as to where we are going. 24, you can expect surging, I don't know the word, a tsunami of debt buying by the Federal Reserve, which is going to keep rates suppressed more so than we've ever seen. And all this is going to do is exacerbate the inflationary nightmare that we're all facing here. Forget about this $1 trillion, nearly $1 trillion spending bill. That's nothing. And the blank check for Israel and whatever. I mean, we have enough money to fund war to the nth degree, but we can't fund our own government. All they do is kick the can down the road because they can't have a budget. They can't tell you that. You see, this is another thing that our loving, caring representatives can't tell you. No one running for president is going to tell you that we cannot have a budget. Because why? Because the debt must be consistently, exponentially added on. And this is, of course, massively inflationary. And again, I'm going to tell you what I've already said from a million times. The disconnect between the economy and the market, the gap, is going to continue to get wider and wider and wider and wider. The market is going to go record high, record high, record high, record high, record high as the economy craters. The faster the economy craters, the higher the market's going to go. There is no doubt about it. More easy money. And all this is going to do is exacerbate the underlying problem. We are existing in a nightmare scenario with regard to the debt hyperbubble, which is eventually going to burst. Don't know when, don't care when. All we're going to do, you and me, is take advantage of the situation here. And you know exactly what you're doing, betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank, holding hard assets, silver more specifically. I heard, and I don't know if this is actually true, but Jim Rickards, smart guy, is calling for $15,000 gold. That would mean Dow 15,000 in my view. And I think Dow 15,000 is, I think that's too high. I think this stock market has the potential eventually when the debt market bursts, and we're way off of that because central banks are buying it all. No one knows where the bottom is. Jim Rickards doesn't know where the bottom is here. He's just speculating. And I don't know where he gets that $15,000 gold number from. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I'm not saying it can't happen. I personally don't see $15,000 gold. I think gold 6,000 is well within reality, maybe even 8,000. I mean, Dow 6,000, Dow 8,000, because I see a 1-to-1 ratio with gold and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There is something, I mean, if you're new here, maybe you haven't heard this before. There is something called the Dow Gold Ratio. I believe we're going to get a 1-to-1. And there is obviously a gold silver ratio. And I believe we're going to get 15-to-1, maybe 10-to-1 in a full-on meltdown scenario. I'm talking about a debt market meltdown, which is eventually going to occur. It's being set up. As we all understand, central banks right now are dismantling the current system. And that's another reason why they are determined to inflate. The goal, people, I'm going to tell you again, maybe you're new here, you never heard this before. The goal of every single central bank is only one thing, to inflate. The more they inflate, the more powerful they become. The more debt that they're called on to issue, the more powerful they become, not weaker. Okay, this is a big lie that was going on during the Trump administration. Oh, Trump's bankrupting the Fed. The Fed was laughing. When people were saying that, when that stupid rumor was going around, the Fed was laughing. They said, yeah, keep saying that, everybody. Keep living in your delusion, okay? Because that's the goal of every central bank, to inflate. And again, you tell me where all this cash is coming from to fund everything as we're running debts and deficits bigger than anyone would ever imagine. Me too. No one would have imagined we'd gone on this far. But understanding the current situation here, realizing that central bank's goal is to own it all, to buy it all, well, it makes it pretty clear, don't you think? Going back to the market here, stock futures are higher this morning. Looks like this market, well, we'll see. This is options expiration day, triple witching, sounds scary. There's nothing to be afraid of. Who knows, more than likely, if they keep rates suppressed here, who knows, we could get another day. And they're going to keep it suppressed from here until they're done, and they're not done. We've now gone below a 4% on the 10-year yield, something that you and I said would happen. The MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, the best risk indicator for the market that I think has ever been invented. Link in the description of this video. It's free to everybody. It's going lower. It's going much, much lower here as central banks continue to inflate. With $1 trillion freaking defense bills, debts and deficits ballooning, you think it's going to stop? You think it's going to stop, really? Honestly? No, it's not going to stop. And all this on top of the economy, dead and buried, along with the consumer, who has no choice but to pay more for everything, henceforth retail sales. This number that you got, the propaganda ministry is having orgasms, multiple orgasms over yesterday. You can't make this stuff up. It's impossible to do, but that's where we're going, people. You know it. You know what I'm talking about, all right? Gold and silver catching a bid. Crude oil catching a bid. Cryptocurrency is under a little pressure right now. And that's no surprise. Look, you and I really, honestly, have been so far ahead of the curve on all this. The one thing that I got wrong, so this year, clearly, is crude at the end. My crude oil target price was $85 by the end of the year. We're way off of that. We're like at $72 for WTI right now. Everything else, I mean, you're never going to get it right 100% of the time. I don't care who you are. We've nailed it. We've nailed everything else to the wall. Okay, we're allowed once in a while to get something wrong. But that doesn't matter. In the longer run, crude oil and energy prices are going to the moon. Far beyond the moon. Far beyond the sun. Little Malmsteen like wink over there. Anyway, people, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I mean that with all I got. Please comment. Let me know what you think about this stuff. Share the video. Please give this video a thumbs up. It gets the video out there, and I'm counting on you to do that. All right? I'll see all of you 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for my live stream, and that's going to be just lovely as well. All right? That's it.